Yeah, from the far side of the world, things are pretty good. We're up at just past the New Zealand Ice Gate today, which is another milestone off the list. And proceeding east, we've got about 25 knots of wind, and we're making about 12 and a half knots steady with stays along three reefs in the main. And I recall a saying that there's a great designer and builder in the U.S. of multi-hulls named Walter Green, and he used to say, make the easy miles, there'll be plenty of hard miles. And we had the hard miles in Indian Ocean, and today we've been making some easy miles, so it's pretty good. International Dateline is a special spot. That's the first time I've done that. And I remember there's a great book named Longitude written by David Sobel about John Harrison inventing the chronometer. And back hundreds of years ago, sailors had no idea where they were according to longitude. And so it's sort of special to come across that and think about that book. It's a great book as well. But we got stars out tonight, and we had gray through the day, but some sunshine as well. But nice starry night now, and you can see Orion to the north, and Sirius and Alpha and Beta Centauri to the south. So it's kind of pleasant sailing for once.
Good news, of course, for all the skippers that Lacan was rescued safe, but I know it meant something to you because you capsized in a similar position.
Yes, I mean, that's so relieved to hear that he was picked up by Vincent. Fantastic effort by Vincent and by Jean also to get out of the boat and to make himself available to be rescued. We were about 200 miles to the west of that location back in 1990. Steve Pettengill and I on a 60-foot trimaran trying to break the San Francisco to Boston record, and we got in a horrendous storm for 3.5 days. At 85 knots of wind, and we had 20 meter seas was the official wave height. Finally, the boat was rolled over upside down, and about an hour and a half later, it was actually re-righted by a wave, which, as far as anybody knew, was the first time that had happened. And I just know that when the boat goes upside down like that, everything gets dark, and everything's everywhere. You can't find anything. Hopefully, you can find a headlight, a flashlight. Hopefully, you're not hurt. The batteries may be underwater if you've got water in the boat. We ended up with water in the boat, and it's just a huge mess you can't imagine. And you just don't know what's going to happen next. And very, very frightening. I don't know what the situation was inside VM, but it had to be pretty scary. And a really good outcome. We were lucky that we were rescued by a huge ship that was able to find us and was able to come alongside in the middle of the night and give us a chance to jump to a rope ladder. And seas were still running about 40, 45 feet at that time. And it's all much more dramatic than you ever want to have ever. I remember what it was like to be upside down and in that location, which is about as bad a location as you can get in the world, I think, probably to be upside down in a boat. And we were at least two, and Jean was alone, so really good outcome all the way around.